Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
I'm a pretty little girl now, and I'm a pretty fucking whore now.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I fuck you?
Yes, sure.
That's some serious meat you stuck in.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, September 21st, 2010. Coming up on the program today, the Antichrist got owned, plus attack of the smelly-footed drunk bitch, and welcome to Crotch Hair Senior High. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily, back for the Tuesday episode. And very exciting, brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesdays on deck. A very interesting subject, I guess, in this week's story. It's a little different, and I think most of you will probably be turned off by the topic, but you know, when has that ever stopped you from listening to Distorted View before? Yes, I'm talking about ponies. This song is more associated with unicorns now, thanks to Robot Unicorn Attack. But, you know, horses, ponies, they're all in the same family. Equine. Actually, I guess a more appropriate song would be...
Well, I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion.
I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy seconds. It turned me on. It was so erotic.
I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I enjoyed. My miniature stallion was dropped and masturbating. One thing led to another, and I couldn't resist, so I bent down and started sucking on him. And then he tried climbing on top of me, so the next thing I know, my pants are down and I'm bending over for him, and I'm like, excuse me, I can't resist. I call it a hubba hubba.
Could you imagine that going down on your first date with someone? You go to some broad's house, she says, hey, do you want to see my horses in the barn? And you say, sure, I'll look at your horse, it's fine. Let's take a peeky-boo at your horse, whatever. And then she sees that the horse is aroused and then starts sucking him off. I don't know what would go through my head. I don't know if I would be completely freaked out or if I'd say to myself, well, she's a fucking sure thing. I know I'm going to get laid tonight, and then continue on with your dinner date. Although I wouldn't want to get too close to her because her breath smells like pony semen. All right, enough of this. Let's just get into today's Sextastic Tuesday, right?
It's Sextastic.
All right, today's story was sent in by DV listener Bowris, so thank you very much. The story is called Horse Planet. Like a sci-fi Sextastic Tuesday story. All right, here we go. I don't know how and I don't know when this happened, but I'm now the prisoner of a bunch of stallions. I went to sleep one night dreaming my ever-so-personal dreams as usual, without a care in the world, until I awoke to a whinny. I woke up, I felt a cold morning blow in from a burn window. A burn window? I looked all around me. I was in a horse's stall, naked before a mighty Arabian stallion. The stallion noticed that I had awakened from my slumber and came over to me slowly. Clomp, 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 clomp. I cowered in the corner, covering my head, not wanting to be stepped on or anything. By the way, he spelled step very straight. S-T-E-P hyphen P-E-D. Stepped on. Stepped on or anything. Awake, are we? A Texan-like voice said to me. Really? A tall yet crazy-looking Texan in his 40s looked into the stall where I was and looked at me with mean eyes. Well, boy, you are the first. Is this the pony talking? Or a cowboy? All right, the first of what, I asked. The first of many to be the slaves of my beloved stallions! You see, it's always been my dream to see horses, especially stallions, overthrow humankind and dominate them. A small part of my dream is coming true now. that you're Steel's slave here, the Texan man said. Okay, well, now the story is pretty fucking crystal clear. Slave! I'm no horse's slave, I yelled. Oh, yes you are. All your known relatives think you're dead. By all records, you are now legally dead, the guy laughed. Steel owns you now, so get used to it. Steel? Why don't you get to know your new slave? The man laughed as he left the two of us alone. At least he's given him some privacy. I backed up against the wall of the stall and groveled before the big stallion who towered over me. Steel looked at me with menacing eyes and licked his big black equine lips. Racist. I could smell him, and boy was he overwhelming to all my five senses. I closed my eyes and I felt what could only be Steel's hot tongue on my face teasing me. Ooh, the feel of his tongue was good. What? Now he's into this? But I had to resist. Steel licked me again, slurping me on the lips, this time making me shudder. I cried then, knowing my fate was to be with this big stallion forever. Steel took no... Really? You're not even going to try to get out? You're in a barn, someone told you that you're a horse's slave, and that's pretty much it. Okay, that sounds good. Nothing I can do about it. Maybe find an exit? Or get on one of the horses and ride away into the sunset? I just feel this guy hasn't really exhausted all of his options yet. I kind of think he wants to get fucked by the stallion. I mean, I hate to try to infuse some logic into this story, but Christ. All right, Steel took no remorse from me and turned around revealing his enormous ass. I gasped as he slowly but surely lifted his tail and revealed his dirty butthole to me as it pulsated in and out, letting out a whiff of gas into my face, making me breathe it in. The scent of it was intoxicating, making me moan. Jeez, that's a powerful fart. Steel backed up and I had nowhere else to go. I was backed up into a corner. No. No. Please, no, I said, as his ass came within inches of my face. With his tail lifted up, he easily covered my face with his ass cheeks, and I was backed into the corner with my face in Steel's ass. I felt as Steel farted in my face once again, as I had no choice but to breathe in his spicy gas. That's one way to describe a fart. You know, that fart was spicy. Steel rubbed his ass against my face, smearing some of his old shit against my face, and making me struggle against his ass. I tried getting out, but I was stuck in Steel's ass cheeks. He wanted something, but I didn't know what. Really? You didn't know what he wanted? He's got his fucking ass pressed up against your tongue? Alright, Steel put his asshole on my mouth, and then I knew what he wanted. But I didn't. I couldn't! But this was my fate. And I didn't have no choice, so I grudgingly stuck my tongue into Steel's waiting hole, pleasuring him by going in and out, licking the deep recesses of his bumble taste... What? Of his bumble tasting his shit for the first time. Okay. The shit had a bitter yet somehow sweet taste to it, so I licked some more, trying to get in further. Oh, this isn't so bad. Let me just dig in further. I continued my licking vigorously for the next few minutes, going in and out, in and out, in and out, until I began to tire. His ass, again with my tongue tasting his bitter shit once again. Steel stood there proudly, as I, his slave, was pinned to the corner with his ass right in my face, tonguing his asshole. That's A-S-S hyphen hole. Tasting his shit. Steel's tail swished back and forth against the back of my head in excitement with my tongue deep inside his hole. I continued under his ass for what seemed like hours, tonguing in deep and pleasuring him as best as I could, until I tired and took my tired tongue out of his ass. Just then the Texan returned and chuckled, "Got to know Steel better yet? I hope so, because I want you to meet your second master." Oh, Jesus. "Second master?" I whispered. The Texan opened the stall door, and in came another stallion, just as big, but all black fur on this one. His name is Jacob, and you better treat him with respect, or he'll give you a kick and you'll regret having. Now it's supper time. Enjoy. Jacob walked right over to me, and I was right in the way of his penis. Whatever could he be doing? I got my answer when Jacob started his golden flow of piss right all over me, covering me completely with his hot, smelly urine. I coughed and gagged as some of it got in my mouth. Move your head, man. Jacob walked forward, pressing his dick into my mouth, forcing me to drink. Tears rolled down my face as I drank of Jacob's urine as it continued to flow down my throat. Steel came over to me and lifted his glorious tail to reveal a pulsating asshole. Again, it's pulsating. That was expanding right before my eyes. I got out of the way as he let out a whole load of yellow brownish horse dung onto the sawdust floor. It smelled overwhelming, and I held my nose just to avoid the smell. Jacob put a hoof on my head and pushed my face right into the pile. He rubbed my face into the globish dung as I was smeared all over by Steel's dung. Did they expect me to eat it? I think you know the answer to that. I looked up at Steel and he nodded his head as if he could read my mind. I swallowed and started to lick the surface of the pile, which wasn't as bad as I thought. Okay, so I started to lick some more, and before long I was eating the dung right off the ground like a dog. I couldn't believe I'd been reduced to nothing more but a slave to three stallions. Three? I don't think we've been introduced to the third one yet. Anyway, Steel pushed me to the wall with his ass, lifted his tail, and abruptly put his ass on my face again. I struggled, but then realized it was no use. He put his asshole in a comfortable position right on my mouth, and I stuck my tongue into his greedy hole, satisfying him some more. While I cleaned out Steel some more, Jacob teased me, licking my penis with his tongue, slobbering my penis right up. I gasped and my penis went right up in erection mode. This seemed to go on for several hours. I was tired, my tongue was permanently stained with Steel's shit, a sign that I was his slave. I fell to the floor, exhausted at all that had transpired that day. Tired, are we? Steel, why don't you and Jacob give him a nice bath? Jacob walked over and a shower of golden piss came all over me, drenching me once again. Steel came over to me and started licking me, making sure to get me extra clean with his spit. Steel licked my face again, and then he picked up a big ball of his shit. He picked up a big ball of shit in his mouth and started rubbing it all over my body as a kind of soap, I guess. I'm not gonna get you clean. Rub the shit over your body, son. If you're gonna be these stallion slaves, you'll have to smell like them, the Texan said as he watched the party. I did as he said and grabbed a glob of Steel's shit, rubbing it all over my body. Boy, was that overwhelming in smell. Especially in very sensitive areas. Jacob grunted suddenly and knocked me onto my back with his head. Better open your mouth, boy. Jacob has to go bad. I opened my mouth as Jacob sat on my face, putting his asshole right on it and letting his yellow-brown shit slide into my mouth in overwhelming amounts I had to swallow. It's Pony Scat Porn on Distorted View Daily. Ting! I gagged as he firmly held my head still. Still was his ass and continued to let his load fall onto me. Thankfully, Jacob's load wasn't too much, and I was able to swallow it all. Just barely enough. It was still a lot for him. Time to go to bed now. Steel, why don't you make a nice pillow for your slave? Oh, good night to you, boy. You're gonna need it. What? Steel's tail lifted and let out another big load of yellowish-brown horse dung that was nice, hot, and steamy. That was my pillow. The next morning, I noticed Steel's penis come out of its sheath with pre-cum leaking out of it already. I knew what was coming. Steel forced me to turn my ass up, and I did as I was told as he whinnied in glee. Steel found his mark on my asshole, and he started thrusting in, piercing my ass in a way I've never felt before. I should hope not. His humping was fierce and constant, making me feel pain and pleasure at the same time for the first time ever in my life. Tears came down my eyes, yet I finally found myself giving in to Steel and Jacob at last. I wanted nothing but them. I wanted nothing but Steel's ass and penis. Steel humped and humped until I felt his sweaty balls against my ass, bumping against me back and forth, with his penis coming to at last and fully lodged in my ass. He released his load of cum into my ass, spewing into my guts, filling me to the limit, and much more. That it was coming out of my ass when Steel pulled out of my ass partially to let out the leftover cum out of my ass. It's a very well-written story. I fainted upon the pile of horse dung I was on and felt the soft feeling of the dung under me as I fainted. That is how I became a slave on Horse Planet! The end. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for September 21st, 2010, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off. 50, that's half off just about any item, whatever you want. Penis pumpers, pocket pussies, lingerie, adult movies. If it's sexual in nature, chances are AdamandEve.com has it. I'll tell you right now, they don't have any horse slave scat porn. They try to cater to what people actually want. Anyways, go to adamandeve.com. You can pick out an item. You'll save 50% off just by using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Even better, that coupon code is going to get you free shipping. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a special gift. Again, all you have to do is go to adamandeve.com. There's a link on the show notes. Find something you like. Use coupon code FREAK. You'll get 50% off just about any item, plus all those special gifts and free shipping. Thank you very much, Adam and Eve. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, today's episode of DV is extended, so if you are Sideshow Freaks, you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of additional content. If you're not yet a member, you know what to do. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You can also grab this past weekend's bonus episode, and this Thursday we'll be doing an exclusive program, and you can also download all the archive of past shows. Oh my god, just so much content is available on the Sideshow. Sign up right now, get it all, $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com, help support the show. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for good. This one comes from Illinois. An Elmhurst woman attacked and slashed her 9-month-old grandson with a kitchen knife. Why, you ask? Because she thought the child was the Antichrist. Now, you might be quick to label this broad a cuckoo, banane, schizophrenic bitch, but I hope this distorted view and sensitive reenactment may make you change your mind.
Marky, honey, you hungry yet? Grandma will warm you up a bottle of milk.
Me llamo la Yagra.
Marky, you got a burp for Grandma? You got something in your throat?
The hour of darkness is upon us.
Oh, my God.
Hell will rain on earth, mi llamo la grande la devo.
Oh my god, my grandson's the devil!
Marky needs his diaper changed first.
No! You get Satan to change your diaper, you Antichrist!
The Antichrist wants to watch Blues Clues.
Yes, back to the story here. Officials disclosed the alleged motives for the September 11th assault. Oh, a day that'll live in infamy. As 39-year-old Sandra Clayton appeared in bond court to face felony charges that include attempted murder and aggravated battery to a child. Clayton, who had been held since the stabbing in a locked psychiatric facility, was ordered jailed on $2 million bail. Clayton's daughter and grandson were staying at her Elmhurst home when she abruptly attacked the youngster. She allegedly slammed the baby's head into the edge of a kitchen sink, then slashed his face with a knife. Clayton's daughter rescued the baby and called police, while another person in the home subdued Clayton. Clayton told police she believed the baby was the Antichrist. The baby suffered no life-threatening injuries. Just a mutilated face. And probably a big dent in his forehead, too. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Washington. Prosecutors say what started out as a friendly challenge ended in bloodshed when a man teased a Monroe woman about having smelly feet. Okay. My sister used to have a song, "My stinky feet are not so neat." She's kind of retarded. Dallas Amber Smith. She also came up with that song when she was 40. Dallas Amber Smith, 18, is accused of stabbing a man in the back at a party on September 7th. Smith first became upset when she was unable to do a backflip. Wait a second. So Smith was upset because she was unable to complete a backflip. All right. Smith and others were gathered at her ex-boyfriend's home south of Monroe watching a movie and drinking. She boasted to partygoers that she was good at doing backflips. Okay, so she was angry with herself because she couldn't complete it, and that she could do one off of anything. A man, 19, challenged her to do a backflip off the deck. Smith took off her shoes and attempted the maneuver. Well, she couldn't do it. That's when the man laughed at her and told her that her feet smelled. Ooh. She's already down, man. She can't do the backflip. She feels shitty. Then you gotta insult her smelly feet, too. Smith started to playfully wrestle with the man, rubbing her socks in his face. She started hitting him. Uh-oh. See, this is what happens when alcohol is involved. Things that are just, you know, fun, you know, just horsing around, play wrestling. Then all of a sudden in your mind, you want to kill that fucker. And that's when things get serious. Smith started to playfully wrestle with the man, rubbing her socks in his face. She started hitting him. After several seconds, he pushed her away. She grabbed her coat, picked up a steak knife, and headed for the door. On the way, Smith walked up to the man and stabbed him in the back. The man and others called 911. A sheriff's deputy found the man sitting on the porch with the knife sticking out of his back. At least he didn't try to pull it out himself. The blade buried in a few inches. His lung had collapsed from the stabbing. Christ. The man is expected to recover from the injury, though. Police arrested Smith at her parents' home. She denied knowing about the stabbing and declined to speak with investigators. A witness told police that Smith came to his house that night and told him that she had hurt someone and she was in trouble. She told him someone had taunted her. Smith, who has no criminal history, that's quite a jump from having no criminal history to fucking stabbing a dude in the back with a steak knife. Anyway, she's charged with second-degree assault with a deadly weapon. She posted $50,000 bail and was released. On Wednesday, a $250,000 warrant was issued for her arrest after Smith told the detective she was leaving for Australia on Saturday. I'm getting the fuck out of here! She surrendered her passport to a sheriff's deputy on Thursday, and the warrant was quashed. I've never heard that term in a news story before. It was quashed. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Indiana. I think that's where South Bend is, right? If you ever wondered how much difference just one letter can make when it comes to a message, ask the thousands of people who drove by a digital billboard near the intersection of Ironwood and State Road 23. Between Thursday and Monday morning. The ad urged people to go to the website southbendon.com and look for the 15 best things about our pubic schools. Yeah, that's right. The billboard said pubic instead of public. The letter L had been left out of the word public. I mean, it's pretty embarrassing because it speaks volumes about our goddamn pubic school systems, you know what I mean? Lee McMillan of South Bend said his wife spotted the error on Saturday while sitting in traffic. She got home and said, "I can't believe it said what I think it said," McMillan recalls. "So we were out driving around yesterday, and sure enough, it had the typo on it. So we took a picture, and the rest is history, as they say." McMillan posted the picture he took on Facebook. He also emailed it to his neighbor, South Bend School Superintendent Jim Capsa. Responsibility for the spelling error has been claimed by the Blue Waters Group. The company does work for the City of South Bend's Redevelopment Commission to promote the city. Mission accomplished. You're getting some national exposure here. "I feel terrible. It was a mistake we made, and we're guilty of it and responsible for it, and we take full responsibility for the error," said Patrick Strickler, president of the Blue Waters Group. "Four people looked at it, eyeballed it, and didn't see the mistake. And those people all work for me. They're idiots. We take responsibility for it. We simply blew it. We didn't see the missing L." He says he became aware of the problem Monday morning. I love that it took Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like 4 days for them to discover this error. Yes, he says he became aware of the problem Monday morning. "We jumped on it and immediately had it taken down. They took it out of rotation and began to repair it. We're the ones who made the mistake, not the city nor the school," Strickler emphasized. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go, freaks. Speak to me, please.
Jagoo, Tim, it's Scotia from Thunder Bay, TV Freak calling in. I have a sextastic term for you.
Oh.
Yay.
Is our sex term?
It is called fire and ice. And I don't know, I've never heard of this before. I saw it on TV. It might be common. I don't know. Where you put ice cubes and chili powder up your ass. Awesome.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before. Don't really know the point of it. Is it supposed to feel good?
Timothy James Yvonne Delisha Shaquisha Hansen. This is Kay, your Indiana listener. I haven't called in for a while. First off, just wanted to say I love the Jonetta video. I laughed so fucking hard I almost peed my pants.
Bravo, glad you liked it.
Both to you, to him, and whoever, you know, whatever poor bastard you got stuck with recording that. Although he sounded like he was having fun, so,
yeah. Yes, had a good time with that.
I realized that Corey's about to end the show. I was out for a couple weeks and really listened to it. And I was wondering, would you like to do a recurring skit every so often to kind of take the place of Butt Fudge Sunday called an interview with Freak? I'm sure you've gotten this idea from others before, but basically,
yeah,
you just pick like a random freak that calls in, like, you know, Naughty Nipples or Spider or hell, even Corey, or, you know.
Yeah, like some people would actually be good interviews, especially people like longtime callers. You might want to know a little more about them if they're willing to do it. That would be kind of cool. And like people like Spider, that like is interesting because he's into like all that weird sex, you know, pain, blood stuff.
Spiral Ham, Low Hanging Tanks, whoever.
Low Hanging Tanks.
Yeah, Tone Deaf Sean, as my partner in crime says here in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, him too. Fantascore, yes. Anyway,
that would be a good interview. Yeah, I mean, I'm always looking for different ideas, you know, stuff that I can post on the sideshow that's not just new episodes of DV, but that's a good idea.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow Nard.
Yes, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm still doing theirpodcast.com. Yeah, I still do that. I still do that every week, once a week.
All right, if you are a gay, hairy, bear type man, you should definitely check out Nard's podcast.
Every week, once a week. Okay, I should thank you, by the way, that you're playing all the X-Tube videos that I send you.
Yes!
Now, the problem now, lately, with X-Tube is that their servers are overwhelmed right now for people who are jerking off on their websites.
Right.
So, there's some kind of delay whenever you watch a video. It's really hard to watch now, so...
Yes, I know. I use X-Tube occasionally. I mean, just for research and finding distorted view video, funny videos. But I did notice that for like a week, it would load up like the first 3 or 4 seconds of the video, and then it would stop and wouldn't load anymore. And it was so very annoying. But they have apparently, since Nard has called in, they have they fixed that up. So,
hey Tim, it's Civil Disrest. So I'm sitting at the bus stop, and all of a sudden, this drunk, possibly black and or Hispanic guy walks up,
possibly black,
just yelling, and his wife, which is a Southern Jewish woman, I am not making this shit up, like starts coming after him, complaining about her heat rash, which, to be honest, she showed it to me. It does not look like a heat rash. It looks like she like took a knife to her leg.
Okay.
So
this is a weird
story.
These guys
are asking me all these questions where, like, where can I get a cup of water? Across the street at the gas station? Where's the closest bike shop? Like 5 feet that away. Hey, why is there a McDonald's there? Because it's a fucking chain food, right? Shut up.
All right, well, she was obviously a little nutty, but I think you are too for, you know, entertaining her and her stupid
Holy
questions.
Shit. Who knew at the end of this beep, it'd be me on the podcast, Tim Henson. I was going to my address book and went, who the hell is Tim Henson? Called the number. Hey, what do you know? Old memories. What has it been? 2 years since I stopped listening to your show?
Oh, great.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Loved it. Keep up the work.
Why'd you stop listening if you loved it? Was it the Bunny Crush audio? It probably was a Bunny Crush audio.
Yo, Tim, I had a very, very, very TNB experience
moment
today.
Sure.
I was in line at Walmart.
Well,
course,
enough said.
And a lady that's two people in front of me.
That's how all good TNB stories start off. I was in the checkout lane at Walmart.
This black lady. Looks younger, middle-aged, I guess. And
middle-aged?
So anyway, being a college town, she's buying... it is a college town. She's buying a bunch of random stuff like books, like notebooks and stuff like that. And so the lady at the counter says, oh, you go to college here? And the lady says, yo, you think I look that young? Yo, I'm 33. I got grandbabies.
Mm.
And the lady just kind of looked at her like a little crazy. And
I was watching the People's Court with Judge Emilian, and who's great. But I'm having a bit of a debate with my friend as to what's the more entertaining court show, Judge Judy or the People's Court. And I mean, Judge Judy is great because she's a crotchety old broad. She screams at people and stuff like that. It's just entertaining to me. But the People's Court is great. While the judge is not laugh out loud funny, the cases seem to be better on the People's Court. And also, they do this thing when they come back from commercial where there's like a freeze frame of the defendant and the plaintiff, and they always They do this on purpose. I know it. They get the worst possible freeze frame. Like, the woman's mouth is, like, wide open, spit coming out of her mouth. The guy's, like, you know, cross-eyed. Like, his eyes are, like, kind of closed, kind of open, and he looks like a drug addict. They always find, like, the worst freeze frame to come back from commercial. But it's very entertaining. But one of the most recent episodes I watched was this black lady who was denying that she was on public assistance, but then goes on to tell the judge that her apartment is through Section 8. And the judge has to politely remind this black lady that is public assistance. And the black woman was like, no, I pay my rent. I pay half of it. And you're like, yes, you pay the other half is paid by the government. Come on, that is assistance, you fool. Ugh.
Timmy Boo Henson, I'm going to kill you for playing that Sextastic Tuesday.
A lot of people got sick on that for some reason.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jude, and
hey, Jude.
I would like to thank you for showing me Godzilla, because you've given me a whole new person to video respond to and pretty much completely fuck with indefinitely.
Well, tell him Tim Henson from Distorted View sent you.
Should also pick out Onision. That's spelled some gay retarded way that I can't, I can spell, but I just wish not to. You should check him out on YouTube too. He's pretty much,
Will do. Thank you very much for the tip.
Hey, Tim. Hey, freaks. This is Tree from Dallas.
Hi, Tree.
Tim, I'm the one who sent in the Craigslist ads from the fags in Dallas.
Oh!
I just thought they were funny. But, on a lighter note, I got fired today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kind of funny.
What'd you do?
It's a job that I didn't really quit. I just didn't show up for, 2 months.
Oh, okay.
I got a letter in the mail today said I've been officially fired. What the fuck does it take?
I know.
I figured after the first month they'd figure it out. Anyway, keep up the good work. Tell Joey he's definitely a fag.
Yeah.
Not bad, Tonetta, though. Anyway, have a great day, Jonetta. And looking forward to your next episode.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it no God?
I love horses, best of all the animals.
All right.
I love horses,
there's a little delay getting that started. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe via iTunes. Rate us. Leave us a comment. All that sort of good stuff. If you are a Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping.